Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Couples Conversation Podcast. Yes, we are finally back after a week's hiatus. Isn't that right, Madison?
Yeah, we were hiding, but now here we are.
Did you say, like, we were hiding, like, because I said hiatus?
Yeah.
That's not...
Yeah.
Okay. We weren't actually hiding. Thank you, ma'am.
No, we were not hiding. We were busy.
We went on a trip.
We did.
And we had a fun trip.
Absolutely.
And it was a blast.
It was an adventure.
It was. Had a lot of stuff happen. But, you know, I guess we'll talk about it this episode. Only if the listeners...
Do you want to talk about it?
Do the listeners want us to talk about it?
Do you want to talk about it?
I'm down to talk about it.
Okay, I guess I'll talk about it.
Okay, so first off, hello listeners. Welcome back. I know I've already said that, but it's nice.
We're glad you're here.
Yeah, it's nice to hear it again.
Absolutely.
Nice that y'all are back.
Yes.
Hopefully y'all are taking your a break from your day to listen to us, which sounds weird, but thank you so much for doing that, for taking your time. Hopefully, you know, it is the middle of March, and meaning hopefully...
Towards the end, yeah.
Towards the later half. Of the year or the month, but Madison,
yeah,
that means that March Madness is here.
Oh yeah,
yep, tournaments galore. I did not make a bracket this year.
Oh, why not? Had no faith.
No.
You didn't think you would win.
No,
you didn't want to lose.
No, Madison. No,
because I would win.
You didn't even know.
I would probably win.
Okay.
I have good guesses.
Okay.
And intuitions.
Oh, you know nothing about basketball, though.
Yes, I do.
Okay. No, the reason I didn't make one this year was simply because I just didn't watch a lot of college basketball this year. Mm. And
what were you doing instead? What were you doing instead?
A lot of other work.
Oh, what type of work?
Like podcasting and just social media work and other stuff.
I gotcha.
And dealing with you. But anyways, kidding. Yeah, I just didn't make one. It's been a crazy tournament so far. Some big upsets. Only one of my teams made it this year, and that would be Texas. And we got eliminated in the round of 32.
Oh, you need a new team.
No. What team should I go for?
Baltimore.
Anyways, everyone, as you know, we took a week off because A, Madison had been on spring break,
yep,
and B, we went on a little trip.
Yes, it very quick.
Weekend trip, I should say. We went to, drumroll please,
St. Louis.
That's exactly, funny enough, I know you're saying that because... You know,
it's silly.
It's silly to say St. Louis.
We've got to move that back.
Yeah, we do.
She does it every episode. We have to move it.
Sylvie's just enjoying her time. The pets are back. I know y'all miss them. One is currently in a bag, and the other one is
guarding the door,
asleep on the floor. We went to St. Louis, like Madison said, St. Louis, because that's actually what it's called.
Yep.
We are just Americans. Americanized. We just Americanized it and called it St. Louis. But no, it is St. Louis, or as you Americans know it, St. Louis, Missouri.
I always love visiting St. Louis. I have been to St. Louis many, many times.
And it was my first time.
Well,
as an adult.
Since you remember it.
Since I can remember things, it was my first time.
Yeah.
No, and we did a lot, and we're going to go, in this episode, we're just going to talk to you all about what we did and how our time went. Yeah. I guess we can start on Friday.
Traveling up there, we stopped, I don't even know where we stopped.
Well, I had the day off. I took off.
Yes, we drove on a Friday, and he took that day off. I was still on spring break, so I didn't have to take off any days, which helped us pick when we were going to take this trip.
Yep.
And we've already decided that... every year, me and JT are going to take a trip with each other.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter when, it doesn't matter where or what we do, but it will be a trip with me and him. And I'm really hoping that we stick to that.
Yeah.
From here on out. Like, I don't, it could be a week trip at the beach, or it could be a weekend trip to St. Louis or Nashville. Like, it could be, you know, maybe we do take a trip and have a staycation downtown. Like, what, I think it is important for us two to have that time away.
Oh, absolutely.
And with each other.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just fun to get away, like you said.
Yeah, yeah, just kind of like different scenario, different hustle and bustle. Mm-hmm. Just do
and
something.
We're not far.
Yeah, like, yeah, we're not like, going like across country.
Sylvia is legitimately in the bag.
She's in the bag.
She is now in the bag, so.
I'm sure it's your bag that you needed to do something with and you just haven't.
Okay.
Oh, and she's...
Here we go. They have started up.
So, anyway, we went to Hot Springs. Storm.
She's... I'm, like, trying to get her to stop, and she just rolled over on her side and stared at me and started squeaking.
I know she does it on purpose because she does not squeak like this, like, during the day.
No, not at all. She never does this. Now she's
she wants to contribute somehow.
Yeah, now she's pouting because she got her full face on the ground.
But anyway, last year we took a trip to Hot Springs for a weekend, and that was really nice. And so this year we decided on St. Louis, and it was just a 4-hour drive, so it wasn't terrible at all. And so we drove up on a Friday, and we stopped and got Chick-fil-A, and the Chick-fil-A that was there had a cute little, like, beetle bug car.
Yeah, an old-style beetle.
Yeah, and it looked like a Chick-fil-A car, and it was really cute.
Had a little cow driving it.
Yeah, and then we got there, and we were staying in an Airbnb. And it wasn't ready for us to go in, so we're saying that let's just do... this was about midday. Like, we got an early lunch and then got into town. So we decided to do some sightseeing. So we went immediately to the Arch and tried to navigate downtown with road closures and side roads and main roads and all that.
Yeah, that was a whole...
That was a whole thing.
But it was fun. Like I said, it's different to go to different places simply because, like, we're so used to, and that's obvious, we're so used to Memphis that it's like, oh, but I will say, I do apologize for any St. Louisans that we have here listening. Your traffic sucks. Yeah, Storm can agree. Your traffic is no fun. I'm a little tempted to say it's worse than Memphis.
Oh, I don't know if I could stretch that far.
Yeah, I'm almost pushing there. But yeah, like Madison said, we get into town around, what do you say, like 1-2 o'clock maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second. Storm.
Storm.
Just go hide it somewhere. Madison can't even get to the floor. She's just collapsed. But anyways, no, we get to St. Louis around like 1 or 2 o'clock, somewhere around there, and we just hang out and we go to
the museum.
The museum, yes. We went to the Arch. We went and saw the
museum at the Arch.
Well, yes, but at first we went to the Arch. I've never seen it. First off, if you know me, you know that I have a terrible fear of heights. And so it was just no fun whatsoever. I couldn't even look up at it. I just got dizzy and just couldn't do it. So, I went over to it obviously and I touched it, which was really cool. Historic, you know, tons of people built that and it's been there for years. It's a historic monument. Got to go over there and touch it. Along with everyone else and their mother, it seemed like. And then, like Madison mentioned, we did go underneath it, and we went to the museum that was there. And that was a lot of fun, simply because we just got to see more of the history of the Arch.
But I think that is definitely one of our similarities, is that we both really enjoy seeing and hearing history.
Yes.
And St. Louis just has a really rich history.
Yeah. I've always said that if there was a multiversal, like, if there was ever a different multiverse, different JT would be a history teacher.
Yeah.
Huge history buff over here. So, a lot of fun going to see that and learning all about it and stuff. Then after that, we went and went to Union Station.
That's a really cool place.
Yeah, it was really fun.
It's a place to, it's like a place to go have activities.
Yeah.
I thought there was maybe shopping, but it was just activities and a couple food.
Yeah.
Places.
It was.
And of course, the hotel.
Yeah. It was an old train yard that.
Train station.
Well, yeah, a train station that got converted into more or less like a tourist district. And there they have some carnival games. They had some carnival food. They had. They had, like, inside their little. I don't even know what to call it. Like, their main thing. They had,
They had a pond.
Yeah, they had a huge pond that did, like, light-ups at night and stuff. But in their main area, main attraction, they had restaurants, they had an aquarium, they had a mirror maze, they had,
Mini golf.
They seriously had it all. And so it was just really fun to go and hang out and walk around and, just kill time, honestly. Cause we really couldn't get into our Airbnb until later in the day. So after we got done, ate dinner there, we went to the,
We did the aquarium. Like, that was one of the things.
Yeah, I said that. So we did the aquarium. We did everything there.
No, not everything.
Everything that was available.
No.
What didn't we do?
We didn't do, like, the carousel. Who cares about the carousel? The selfie room. Yeah. We didn't do the high ropes course.
Stuff that was interesting.
I mean, we didn't eat. There was, I think, like, four restaurants, maybe five over there. And obviously, we just chose the taco building that was literally in, like, one of those storage containers that's, like, fits on a train.
Yeah.
Or something. It's just a little storage container. It wasn't even, you couldn't even go inside. It was just, that's where they cook. So you went up to the window and got your food and sat at a table. And the weather was decent. It was mild.
It felt good.
It was, like, chilly, but not cold, but also sunny. So it was really nice. The aquarium was really cool because since it's in Union Station, it was a train-themed aquarium, which was, I thought that was, the coolest take on it.
It definitely gave me Polar Express vibes.
Yeah, absolutely. Which they do have Polar Express nights at this Union Station, but the aquarium was very, hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
A whole bunch of, hands-on and... seeing petting the animals and stingrays and starfish and jellyfish. And
yeah, Madison got a little too chicken. She didn't do the
no.
She wasn't able to. They had those fish, those little fish that when you put your hand in, they come and they nibble on your hands and their fingers to kill off the dead skin.
Yeah.
Madison would not put her hand in that.
No.
Then when we went up to the second level, we were able to do the stingrays and pet them, and one of the guys gave me like a little dead minnow fish to feed the stingrays, and so I put him like in between my fingers and I put my hand down in the water, and the stingrays came in and they like ate the fish and then just like yum 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 on my hand. It felt like if you know someone who has dentures and they took their teeth out and they just like our listeners are understanding what I'm saying. That's what it felt like. So like, just imagine that. No pain whatsoever. Just Madison was just afraid to do it. Then we went and saw, like, which was really cool, like a walkthrough to get, like, to finish off the aquarium. And they had, like, different, like, overhead views, front-facing views, like, everything of, like, sharks and tuna and...
like, huge bass.
Yeah, bass. I mean, they had, I'm just, like an abundance of fish in this huge tank that you could, like, walk through and stuff. And so we would, like, look up and be like, oh, there's a shark passing us. And it was really cool. But after the aquarium, we also did the mirror maze, which also you didn't like.
No, I did not like. Because it wasn't the mirror maze the whole time.
There
side rooms.
There was maybe, like, I would say maybe, like, 50% mirror maze, but then the rest of it was, like, did you know facts and, like, learn more about A, B, C, D. And then it was like, oh, cool. And then it was, like, illusions. And so we went through this thing that was, like, a super blown up balloon that were on two sides, and you had to walk down the middle of it. And Madison didn't like it very much because it was, like, I mean, I feel like if you have claustrophobia, this would, like, this would trigger it.
Which I didn't think I had claustrophobia.
And I think you might. Until I went through that. She got up to it, and she's like, no, I can't do it.
There has to be another way out.
And I was like, and I literally was, like, bouncing my hand on this giant balloon. I was like, Madison, it's just a balloon. She's like, I can't do it. And so what did I do? I put my hands on both sides and pressed it and walked as I was walking forward so she could follow me.
I said, you have to touch me the whole time. Hold my hand. I was like, you can't let go. I have to know that you've been touching me the whole time.
Little baby over
here. Something's going to grab me and take me away.
Little baby over here. But then after all of that, Union Station and seeing the arch and the museum and stuff, we then got to our Airbnb. And in the first 5 minutes of being there, we get a knock on the door.
Oh my gosh, that was the craziest part of the whole journey.
So we get a knock on the door, right?
After now, 5 minutes of being in the house.
Now, we are staying in the historic district of St. Louis. So all these houses and buildings are from, like, what'd you say? The 1800s. So they're all, obviously they've been worked on. They've had, you know, upgrades and stuff. But the floor, like the floor plan and everything, yeah. And so it is a giant structure that has four doors. The two on the outside are two rooms, so like two main rooms. The two on the inside are leading upstairs. So as soon as you open those doors, they're stairs, and you go up to the room above us. So with all that being said, we walk into our Airbnb. We literally put our bags down. We get a knock. I go, hello. I look at Madison, and I said, were we expecting someone? And she was like, no, absolutely not. And so she comes and sits on the couch. I kind of open the door up a little bit. I kind of creak it open. And there's a lady outside. And she hands me this bag. And she says our room number and like, it was like, I can't remember what the room number was, but let's say it was like 123B. And she was like, 123B? I was like, yeah, that's us. And she was like, okay, here you go. And she hands me this bag, and she goes, have a nice day, and then turns around. And I walk in the door. I said, Madison, did the lady that you were renting from, did she give us like a complimentary like bottle of wine or like champagne or something? And Madison's like, what? And I said, what's going on here? And Madison's like, no. And I looked on it, and I turned the bag around, and it said something something subs, and the bag was kind of warm.
He was handed a DoorDash order.
I was handed a DoorDash order that was a sub,
and for Sarah.
For Sarah. I'm not Sarah. And
our house owner's not Sarah.
Yeah. So I opened the door. I was like, excuse me, ma'am. And she's almost to her car. And she turned around. I said, we didn't order this. And she was like, wait, are you sure? I was like, yeah, we just got here 5 minutes ago. And she goes, okay. She's like, you are 123B, right? I was like, yes. And she goes, well, this is what the order says it's to. And I was like, well, my name's not Sarah. My wife's name's not Sarah. This is not us. And she was like, that is, she's like, are you sure? I was like, I was like, ma'am, I'm as sure can be. And all of a sudden, we're talking, we hear the...
Well, she had to, like, talk DoorDash.
She had to call DoorDash to see if that if this was the actual address. And all of a sudden...
Did you explain how the house worked?
Yes.
There's four doors?
Yes. Oh. Where were you when I was when I was explaining this?
I don't know.
And so the other door that's next to ours opens up, and this girl who has a... What is it called when you put the towel over your head after the shower?
Like a turban?
No.
A towel? It's a wrap?
A wrap, sure.
Hair wrap?
Yes. She put a hair wrap on her hair, and she had a towel over her chest. She had just come out of the shower, and she comes down the stairs, and she was like, is that such and such subs for Sarah G? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, that's me. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I was like, here you go. And I handed it to her, and the DoorDash lady goes, so who is 123B? And both me and Sarah said, I am. And we both looked at each other, and then we both looked at her, and she was, and I was like, it says 123B on our door. What does it say on yours? And it doesn't say 123B. It just says 123. So we're thinking that the house, the actual complex, is 123. And the doors are not, it's side A and side B.
With two doors being A and two doors being B.
So there's the confusion. Therein lies the confusion. But it is quite interesting, that whole situation. So then we finally just, you know, we end the night. And
early, like, yeah, we called it an early night.
Yeah,
even though we didn't even sleep well, we could have just
That was my next point. Not a good Airbnb. Nothing on our part. It all had 5 stars, and it was fine. Like the quarters itself was fine, except for the fact that again built in the 1800s, so the floor plan was very creaky, very old. The bed was like...
We could hear Sarah the rest of the time we were there.
Yeah, Sarah above us had 2 dogs, one little mini one and one giant one. So every time they walked, when the big one walked, you heard doop, doop, doop. And when the small one walked, you hear... It was like a little pitter-patter. So you definitely heard them. And I'm only assuming this, I'm guessing, because of what what we got throughout the weekend is Sarah works in the medical field and has to get up at like 3 a.m. in the morning. So she was up every day at 3 a.m. along with her 2 dogs.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't help the fact that our bed was like a rock and it was super high. Like I had to hike my leg up just to move. And even if you wanted to like turn over on your side or sit up in the bed or adjust your pillows, anytime you did any of that, you are creaking and like you are squeaking and creaking and all. I mean, it was just terrible. Like it was just terrible. So it was just not a good place to stay. Luckily, we were only there for 2 nights, and that was it. So. You know, it is what it is, but then on Saturday we wake up and I'm trying to think of what we
got
did.
Breakfast.
Yes, we got breakfast at this like nice little
I would call it like a
cafe.
Hipster.
Yeah, like
coffee
a like
shop.
A,
very hipster.
Yeah, very hipster coffee diner place, and it was okay.
I thought it was super good.
Yeah, it was okay. What was really cool is they had like a built-in library there, so you could sit down and grab a book from the
and the table wall. Numbers.
Yeah, the table numbers were like giraffes like animals with like googly eyes.
Yeah, animal faces. That was the table number. So instead of saying like not table number, but like order number 5, we were giraffe.
Yeah, we were order giraffe, and so when they walked in to find us, they would just look for the giraffe, and that there were us. But no, it was good breakfast. And then after that, we had a 10 o'clock or 10:30, tour of Anheuser-Busch, factory.
I love going to the factory. And actually, this is the... I've been a couple times, and this time was the first time that I was of age. And so I was so excited because they give out free samples. And even though I'm not an avid beer drinker, like, I can tolerate it. And I was so excited because I love hearing the history of the Anheuser-Busch history and family and how they make it and everything. But I was super excited to try it. And so JT had never been, but I told him that there's Clydesdale horses that you get to see, and you get to see, like, how it became, and then you get to see, like, how it gets made. And so it's just a really cool experience, and it's, like, a lot of the original buildings with a lot of history, and I always love going. Like, I could go forever just knowing, learning more stuff about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, but you said, yeah, I mean, you really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and, yeah, so...
And even though, like, you don't actually drink that often anymore, but still it was the fact of, like, the history and learning how
it was made. I would say that it would be a very rare and special occasion for me to drink. But we joked around with, like, you know, with people when we told them we were going on this tour, and they were like, oh, that's weird, JT's going on a tour of a beer company, like a factory. First off, I went for the history and the Clydesdales, and Madison went for the beer. Yeah. That was the running joke that we had. But when we got there, tour was awesome. It was so cool to see how everything was made. It was just really neat to see, like, all the like intricate ways that this certain beer is made. And I thought that was really cool. We had, like, at first, we had, like, a shot glass of a sample of a beer, so we got that. And then at the very end of our tour, we both got two bottles of beer on the house. And then they took us to this beer garden at the, like, near the lobby area. And they took us to this beer garden and gave us two free glasses of beer. And so, again, a special occasion, a rare occasion. I did drink, and it was fun, I guess. Mm-hmm. Madison continually says that I got drunk. I did not. But it was fun. I really enjoyed it. I would definitely go again and do some of the other tours, because they have multiple ones. And I think that's a lot of fun. And so we did that. We did, like, the main one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did, like, the main tour, which was... It took about, what, hour? Hour 15, maybe?
Hour and a half.
Yeah, hour and a half, somewhere like that. But other than that, it was a lot of fun. Tour was fun. Then I got a nice little khaki-colored Clydesdale hat. It has a little horsey on it with the Anheuser-Busch, you know, words on the side. Madison is wearing her Budweiser shirt that she got. How does it fit?
I love it. It fits wonderful. I want to wear it every day.
There you go.
And it even says Budweiser.
It does.
I just love the fact that I have a sweatshirt that has beer on it.
Yeah, well, there you go. And you don't even drink beer that often.
No.
So, that, again, a very fun tour. Then after the tour, we went and got lunch at Fritz. Is that how you say it?
Fitz. Yeah.
Fitz. You need to explain this better, because you've actually been before and know more about it than I do.
So, Fitz is another bottling company in St. Louis, but they bottle sodas in actual bottles. And so they have all the different types of, like, root beer and cream soda and orange soda and grape soda. And my all-time favorite is the Cardinal Cream, which, you know, I was thinking about, it's, like, similar to cheer wine, actually.
I don't like anything cherry, so...
Their Cardinal Cream is kind of like a cherry cream soda. Hmm. And Cardinals for the St. Louis Cardinals, which are big. And so it's just a cool... experience because it's super fun and vibrant, and so you could see them bottling. However, it just wasn't turned on when we went, and so you could see it, but it wasn't actually happening then. But you can buy the bottles, you can drink from what's on tap, and they have like regular like diner type food with the burgers and onion rings and hot dogs and whatnot. So, and that was a fun experience because we actually got to sit at the bar, and I just love it because like they don't sell alcohol, but it's still a bar with drinks on tap, but it's just not beer. And, oh wait, they actually did.
They sold the beer.
But I just thought it was a fun experience, and I like going. It is a fun experience. And you liked your food.
Yeah, no, food was great.
Yeah.
Food was, I mean, so delicious. It was a really fun experience. I do wish that they had, like, the actual machines running. But, you know, the food was great.
Yeah.
Atmosphere was great. Experience. Glad we did not have to wait the hour and a half that we did. But other than that, food was great. Then after lunch, I think we then just kind of went back and chilled at the...
No, that's when we were supposed to go to Grant's Farm.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Notice I said supposed. So we were supposed to go to Grant's Farm.
Which is Ulysses S. Grant, President Grant's Farm.
Yeah, or one of them that I adapted into. Mm-hmm. And it's a free activity that you can like go feed. They have goats and they have extra other Clydesdales.
It's a farm.
It's a farm. And so you can go and enjoy the animals. So we're going, and come to find out, they don't open till 5, and it's like 2 o'clock.
On Saturdays.
Yeah, on Saturdays, they don't open till 5 p.m., yep. And they are open from 5 to 10 p.m. on Saturdays. And so we're like, oh, well, we have dinner reservations. I don't know if we can kill time or come back or whatnot, because it wasn't incredibly close to the Airbnb.
Like a 25
yeah, yeah, more 25 when it's in. So we're like, oh, I don't know. And come to find out, that is the only time Grant's Farm is open.
Yep.
I don't know if they changed their hours because of COVID. I don't know if they changed their hours because of the time change. I don't know why they changed them. But the Grant's Farm is only open from 5 to 10 p.m. on Saturdays. That is it. For 5 hours for... And that is the only time they're open.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of frustrated me because that was something that I really wanted to go do because JT loves goats especially, but animals in itself.
Yeah.
And so it was definitely an experience that we're going to have to go back and do. But I was really bummed that we weren't able to see the animals. However, right next to the farm was Ulysses S. Grant's house.
Yep.
That he lived in here in St. Louis. And so we're like, heck yeah, we can go. I mean, it's considered a national park or a national, I can't remember what the word is. Not a park monument.
It's historical thing. Yeah.
And so we're like, yeah, let's go do it. We love history. So we go and walk around the museum. And the museum is actually like in his old barn.
Yep.
And we got to, you know, see artifacts and listen to the story a little bit and see history. And then they opened up his actual house. So we went in this 1800 house and get to go in each room. And the crazy thing about this house is that the house was like green, like emerald green.
Yeah, but they call it the White Haven.
Yeah, they called the White Haven. It was really funny.
Yeah.
And so we got to walk through all the rooms. And during that time, they did have slaves. So then we looked at the houses where the slaves lived. And
Did you say 1800? It was not 1800s.
Was it not?
No. I was thinking over here, I'm like, no, it was like early 19.
17?
What?
This was before Abraham Lincoln.
I'm going to look it up.
It was in the 1700s.
I'm going to look it up.
Definitely not 19. Because, it was just cool. Like, I love getting to see history like that and seeing old buildings with history with it and see how people lived back then, and just a really cool experience. And the property was really pretty. I apologize.
It is the 1800s. Oh. My history is tonight. My history was just way off.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it wasn't that far. Like, oh. It feels closer to time.
No.
I apologize.
I know. Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was really cool to see. But then, like Madison said, we did have dinner reservations, so we went back to the Airbnb, changed, and went to a nice dinner at Pavazio's.
Pavazza's.
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 You have to say it with a very intense.
Pavazza's.
Pavazza's.
And then you gotta add the Italian accent. That's not Italian. I don't know what that is.
Pavazza.
But very much of an Italian restaurant. I got the homemade lasagna. Oh.
It literally tasted like your grandma made it.
It was.
Not your specific, but a grandma made it.
A homemade. It tasted like a homemade.
Little bitty kitchen.
It was delicious. Yeah. Oh, it was so good. And then after we went to dinner, we came back home and we tried to rest before we woke up and
watched a movie.
Yeah. And then we woke up the next day on Sunday. Madison surprised me with of course I had to get my nerd in.
Well, let's pause there because actually we were up at 5 a.m.
Yes. And we literally were like,
because we couldn't sleep, there was noise, yeah. Like the bed was bad. I said, what if we just like packed up and left right now?
I said, I'm game. I can stop, get me a Diet Coke to revive my energy and I'm good to go. Let's do it. Because then we'd be back by like, not even, I mean, we'd be back by like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And she was like, no.
I said, let's just wait until it's daylight, because, I mean, the sun starts peeking up about 7, I guess. But then I ended up falling back asleep until our alarm at 8:30, so yeah. Then we left at the exact same time we were originally on planning anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I slept, because I was tired.
Yeah.
But, yes, okay, so now fast-forwarding to breakfast, JT said that he had to get his nerd in, and I did surprise him because I Googled some breakfast places that we could stop on the way, and it was a place called Gotham and Eggs, but the ham was capitalized, so it was like Gotham and Eggs.
Gotham and Eggs.
Gotham and Eggs. What? And Eggs. And it was an old style, like 50s diner themed, but full of all sorts of superhero everything. Like the food was superhero named. There was memorabilia and capes and pictures and paintings on the walls.
It was so fun. Oh, it was so cool.
It was bright and fun in there.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I wish they had something like this in Memphis, because I would eat there all the time. Like, easily.
And the food was good, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, typically those places, they put in a lot of work for, like, the aesthetic, and then the food kind of falls flat. But to be honest, the food was really good. Like, I would actually go back if we ended up going back to St. Louis. And also, I feel like every part of St. Louis is, like, in a historic part. And so, like, I think this was another historic part of town where it's just, a huge strip. So you had just, like, shop after shop after shop after shop, like, back-to-back next door to each other.
Yeah.
And granted, it was a Sunday morning, so I don't think it was very busy. And I was hoping that maybe it was not busy because it was Sunday morning. Because I think I'd be a little sad that if it wasn't, like, busy at all.
Yeah.
Because it was a good, I think it was a nice, fun area to, like, go shop and eat and everything. So, and that's how we finished our trip out. And
it was a lot of fun.
Drove home. And
I highly suggest going to St. Louis. If you've never been. Aww. If you've never been.
I would say that.
I mean, it was a lot of fun. We do plan on going again.
It's fun for all ages.
Yeah. No, we did not go anywhere near Six Flags.
No.
That was way out of our way, and we never even attempted to make plans to do that.
No. Because
I don't do roller coasters or any of that stuff.
And, of course, it was too cold for a water park.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was our trip. That's why we missed last week, because we got in and we were extremely tired.
Well, you know what day it was when we got back in?
Sunday.
It was a holiday.
What? No, Easter's...
Nope, it was a holiday.
I don't...
People wear green.
Oh, it was a stupid holiday. Yeah, St. Patrick's Day.
It was St. Patrick's Day when we got back in town, so we had to make sure we wore our green so no one pinched. No one got pinched.
I did not wear green.
Yes, you did.
No, that's not...
Yes, it did.
That was not green.
Yes, it was.
It's more like a lime.
And that's green.
No. But anyways,
Me and McKenzie went out.
Turquoise color.
It's still on the green family.
It doesn't matter. Fake holiday. But anyways, we're going to look forward real quick to wrap this episode up. Obviously, we have just a few more days in March to talk about. And yeah, it's going to go by crazy. Just a whole week left.
You know, I have a whole bunch of stuff happening at school, so that'll make our week busy.
Obviously, our Mondays are still the same. I have Beyond the Batcave podcast. You have Devo. Tuesday, nothing really crazy going on. Tuesdays, we have seemed to find out that is our video recording for our YouTube channel, Tabletop Squad. We have two videos up now. We played Uno, all sorts of kind of Uno. And then we played the Chameleon. Which was really fun. So y'all can go check that out on YouTube. Our username is Tabletop Squad, all one word. So yeah, and then Wednesday, we're actually changing up plans this week. Wednesday, we're going to eat with your parents.
Yep.
Because Thursday,
my Christmas present.
Well, more importantly, it is my dad's birthday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It is Mike's birthday. Mm-hmm. He will be 65.
21. Yeah. Yep, so his birthday's coming up on the 28th, so we'll celebrate that with him. And then, yeah, your birthday, or your Christmas present.
My Christmas present.
Your Christmas present that I got you. We're going to go to the Orpheum to see your girls.
The Golden Girls live.
We're going to see the Golden Girls live.
I'm so, so excited. Yep. I'm going to have so much fun.
Yep, it's going to be an awesome time. I'm very excited. Then you're out Friday for Good Friday.
I am.
I'm not. I have work. But I'm going to go see a new movie in theaters, the new Godzilla and Kong, King Kong movie. I'm super excited about that. I'm going with Terrell, Rodney, and some other people. Very, very excited and looking forward to that. Saturday, we have our next Beyond Con meeting. Again, Beyond Con is our Comic Con that we're putting together on May 4th. 2024. It'll be here literally right before we know it. Like, it's crazy. So we're going to have a meeting about that. Go out for my dad's birthday dinner. And then the 31st is Easter. Which seems very weird for Easter to be in March. Does it not?
I mean, it is early, but it's not that rare.
It just seems weird to me. I don't know. But yes, Easter is next Sunday. So we're going to go do church service. All the fun Easter stuff we're going to do. And then we'll be back for another episode. And then it'll be April.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that will do it from us, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in again. Thank you for holding tight while we went out of town. But we will see you guys next time.